Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive? Today we're tackling the always evolving world of AI, and let me tell you, things are moving fast. We've got a whole stack of articles here from sources like the Daily Chronicle of AI Innovations, you know, The Guardian, Bloomberg, CNBC, even TechCrunch. So yeah, we're talking big advancements, legal battles, and even some things that might make you a little uneasy. But by the end of this deep dive, you'll have a much better grasp on the current state of AI.
It really is a constantly shifting landscape.
It is. So let's just jump right in, okay? Let's start with AI and copyright law. Imagine, right, you're using AI to create a piece of art, maybe write a song. Who owns that creation?
Yeah, that's a big question these days. And actually, the U.S. Copyright Office just made a pretty major ruling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no copyright for AI-generated content if it's just based on user prompts.
So, like, if I tell an AI, hey, paint me a picture of a cat riding a unicorn, I can't copyright that image.
Exactly. The Copyright Office basically says the AI is just following instructions, not expressing any of its own, like, artistic vision. They see AI as a tool, an extension of your will, not really a creator in itself.
Wow, that has huge implications. Think about artists, businesses, even just everyday people using AI tools.
Absolutely. It really raises those questions about the line between human and machine. You know, like, where does inspiration end and automation begin? We'll definitely be exploring those questions more throughout this deep dive.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so moving on, Microsoft is doing some interesting things with their AI assistant, Copilot. What's new there?
So they're expanding the free AI features. They have this new Think Deeper feature. It's powered by OpenAI's reasoning model. And what's cool is it lets Copilot handle these really complex problems that need, like, deeper analysis and some creative problem solving.
So it's like giving my brain a turbo boost.
Yeah, you could say that. And here's what I think is really interesting. They're making this powerful tool available to everyone.
So what happens when you have millions of users with access to that kind of AI power? I mean, is this like the beginning of a new problem-solving era, or are there downsides we need to worry about?
Well, I think it's kind of a double-edged sword, to be honest. You know, we've seen this happen with a lot of technological advancements. There's huge potential for good, but we need to be aware of the potential for, let's say, not so good outcomes.
Right. Speaking of good and bad, we have two stories that kind of perfectly show the duality. Let's start with the positive one. MIT and the Ragon Institute just unveiled MUNS. It's an AI tool that's really revolutionizing vaccine design.
This is a really impressive one. MUNS can actually pinpoint viral targets with incredible accuracy, much better than traditional methods. And this means faster vaccine development, more effective vaccines, and ultimately a better chance of staying ahead of those emerging infectious diseases.
Wow, that's amazing, especially in a world that's, you know, still dealing with the impact of the recent pandemics.
Yeah, and it shows the power of AI to solve real-world problems, really improve human health, but like you said, there's always another side of the coin.
And that brings us to DeepSeek.
Ah, yes.
The DeepSeek security breach. That was a big one.
Yeah, a big one, and unfortunately, not in a good way. They exposed internal chat histories, sensitive user data. It's a reminder that even the most sophisticated AI systems are vulnerable.
Right, and the consequences can be pretty serious.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
And it really highlights the need for, you know, robust cybersecurity measures in the AI space. We're talking about people's personal information, their digital lives. It's not something to be taken lightly.
Absolutely. Data privacy is paramount. And I think as AI becomes more integrated into our lives, security and ethical data handling should be top priorities.
Couldn't agree more. And this DeepSeek saga just keeps going. Italy took action. They actually removed the app from its app stores.
Yep, citing violations of GDPR. That's the European Union's data protection laws.
So now we're not just talking about a tech issue. It's international law, regulatory battles.
Exactly. And it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
It's like Italy set a precedent. Could other countries follow suit? Could we see this global crackdown on AI companies that don't meet these data privacy standards?
It's definitely possible. I mean, Italy's move sends a clear message, you know. AI companies need to be held accountable for how they collect, store, and use user data.
Okay, before we get too bogged down in the serious stuff, let's inject some fun into this deep dive. You ready for this?
I think so.
Unitree robots are mastering traditional Chinese dance.
Oh, I saw that.
It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's really amazing. It's a great example of how AI can push those boundaries of creativity.
Totally. So these robots, they're using AI motion control, 3D laser slam technology to do these really intricate dance moves, like spinning handkerchiefs, synchronized leg kicks. It's mesmerizing.
It is.
It's like it reminds us that AI isn't just about, cold, hard data and algorithms. It can be about artistic expression. It's this fusion of technology and human creativity.
And it's that wow factor that makes you realize how fast this field is moving.
Exactly. But while some are dancing, others are getting ready for a battle. Alibaba just entered the AI arms race with their Qwen 2.5 model. And they're claiming it actually outperforms DeepSeek.
Yeah, the competition is definitely heating up. Companies, countries, they're pouring resources into AI research and development. Everyone wants to be on top.
It makes you wonder, though, how will all this competition impact how AI is developed and how accessible it is in the future? I mean, will this lead to breakthroughs that actually benefit everyone, or will it create a divide between those who have access to advanced AI and those who don't?
Those are big questions. And I think as we look at some other developments in the AI world, things get even more complicated.
Oh, how so?
Well, there's this cloud of suspicion hanging over DeepSeek now.
What do you mean?
Well, there are these allegations that they might have used OpenAI models for training, but without authorization.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So Microsoft and OpenAI, they're investigating. And actually, the U.S. AI czar, David Sachs, he's saying there's substantial evidence to support these allegations. And if that's true, it'd be a major breach.
Okay, yeah, that's big. And then on top of that, the U.S. Navy, they're taking a stand. They're banning DeepSeek outright. They're citing security concerns.
It's a significant development. It shows that even government agencies are taking these potential AI risks seriously, especially when you're talking about national security and data protection.
Yeah, but then we have Mark Zuckerberg. Seemingly unfazed by all this controversy, he just announced he's going to put hundreds of billions into AI development. I mean, talk about mixed signals, right?
Right. It's like there are these two parallel narratives happening at the same time. On one hand, you have this growing concern about data privacy, potential misuse. And on the other hand, you have this constant push for advancement, this race to the top fueled by, you know, massive investments in this fierce competition. It really is. It kind of makes you wonder, are we moving too fast?
Yeah. Are we pushing ahead without really considering the consequences? Are these ethical concerns just taking a backseat to, I don't know, the allure of AI dominance?
That's the thing, right? It's a question that's becoming more and more urgent. And actually, it kind of ties into a pretty unsettling development.
Oh.
Yeah, the doomsday clock, you know, that symbolic timepiece that represents the global threat level.
Yeah.
Well, it's been moved closer to midnight. And one of the main reasons they gave, AI-powered military operations.
Wow, that's a sobering thought.
Yeah.
It's a real reminder that the stakes are incredibly high here. As AI gets more sophisticated, more integrated into, you know, critical systems, the potential for things to go wrong, it grows exponentially.
Mm.
It's like we're living in a science fiction movie, but it's real life.
And the pace of change is only accelerating. We're seeing these breakthroughs almost every day. It's hard to keep up, let alone fully grasp what it all means.
So where do we go from here? How do we navigate this, I don't know, this complex landscape? What can we do to make sure the future of AI is a positive one?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It feels like it.
There's no easy answer, but I think one of the most important things is just, you know, fostering a greater awareness and understanding of AI.
Okay.
We need to be having these open and honest conversations about the potential benefits, but also the risks. We need to be engaging with experts, policymakers, even the public to make sure AI is developed and deployed responsibly.
So more deep dives like this one.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance between, you know, innovation and caution.
Right.
We don't want to stifle progress, but we can't just ignore the potential dangers either.
It's a lot to think about, for sure. So much is happening so quickly in the AI world. We've covered copyright issues, these powerful new tools Microsoft is releasing, even robots dancing. But it feels like we're just scratching the surface.
You're right. There's definitely a lot more to unpack. And as AI becomes more powerful, having those open and honest conversations about its potential, both the good and the bad, becomes even more crucial.
It's like we're at a crossroads, isn't it? We have this incredible power unfolding before us, and we have to make choices about how we develop it, how we use it.
That's a great way to put it. You know, we often talk about AI as the separate entity, something happening to us.
Yeah.
But the reality is, we're the ones shaping AI. Every decision we make, every line of code we write, every guideline we establish, it's all contributing to the future of AI.
So we're not just passengers on this ride. We're the ones behind the wheel.
Exactly. But I know it can feel overwhelming. There are so many forces at play, economic incentives, geopolitical rivalries, this relentless pursuit of progress. It's a lot.
It is. So how do we make sure, you know, we're steering in the right direction?
I think it starts by remembering that AI is ultimately a tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or bad. It depends on the intentions of the people using it.
So how do we ensure that those intentions, you know, align with our values, with, I don't know, with the common good?
Yep.
How do we prevent AI from being misused?
Well, it starts with recognizing that AI isn't just a technical challenge, it's a human one. It requires us to confront some pretty fundamental questions.
Like what?
Like, who are we? What do we value? What kind of world do we want to create?
So it's not just about, you know, writing better algorithms or building faster processors. It's about understanding ourselves, our values.
It's like AI is holding up a mirror to humanity, you know, forcing us to examine ourselves more closely.
Oh.
AI can expose our biases, our flaws, but it can also amplify our best qualities, our compassion, our creativity, our ingenuity. The choices we make, both as individuals and as a society, will ultimately determine the future of AI, and in turn, the future of humanity.
Wow, that's a powerful thought, and it feels like we've only just started to explore this vast and complex world of AI. There's so much more to learn, to question, to understand.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what I encourage you to do. Don't just observe the AI revolution, participate in it, engage in the conversations, ask those tough questions, and most importantly, imagine the future you want to see. Because the future of AI isn't predetermined, it's something we're building together right now.
It's pretty wild to think about all the ways AI is already woven into our lives, like the apps we use, the medications we take. It's everywhere.
It is, and as we've been talking about, there are these potential downsides, security risks, even, you know, these global implications to consider.
So what do we do? How do we make sure that AI is developed and used responsibly?
I think the first step is to understand that we're not just bystanders in this whole AI revolution. We're all active participants, and we all have a role to play in shaping the future of this tech.
I like that. It's kind of empowering, right?
Mm.
To know we have a say in how this all unfolds, but where do we even start?
Well, I think the most important thing is just to stay curious, keep learning about AI, its capabilities, and, you know, what it can and can't do. The more we understand, the better equipped we'll be to make informed decisions.
Yeah, knowledge is power, right?
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask questions, challenge assumptions, have those conversations about AI with your friends, your family, colleagues. The more we talk about these issues, the more likely we are to find solutions that actually work for everyone.
So stay informed, ask questions, have those conversations. What else?
You can also support organizations, you know, initiatives that are working to promote responsible AI development. There are a lot of groups out there focused on AI safety, ethics, fairness.
Okay, yeah, that's a great idea.
It really can make a difference. And finally, just remember that AI, at the end of the day, it's a tool. It's up to us how we use it. Let's make sure we're using it for good, to solve problems, improve lives, to create a better future for everyone.
I love it. So to wrap things up, the AI revolution, it's happening now, and we all have a part to play in shaping its future. Stay informed, ask questions, engage in those conversations, support responsible AI, and remember, AI is a tool, a powerful one, and we can use it to build a better world. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.